Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a very new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And then again, we have two very dear guests, Sister Zainab and Sister Nasreen. Well, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself pretty briefly.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Zainab Askari and I have studied master's in linguistics. I have been studying Hausa for the past 10 years and also teaching and writing.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Nasreen and right now I'm a principal of a school. I have studied English literature, and after that I went to Hausa to study Islamic, science, and then after that I went back to school and teaching again.
Well, there's something that we always keep thinking about. At least I'm one of those people who think about it too much, because I think it's a really interesting question. Like, which one do you rather? Educational system to educate you, or no, life to educate you? Life lessons or school lessons? Which one is going to have much more effects?
Well, I think true knowledge is not confined to buildings, to certificates, or some formal educational system. Mm-hmm. Like Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam said, knowledge is not by learning much. Rather, it's by it's a light that Allah places in the heart of whoever He wishes. We have seen so many people, we call them in our language, like in our culture, we call them padhe likhe anpad, which translates to they are educated ignorant. For example, you see a person who is amassed with degrees, you see them doing something very unethical or doing something you do not expect from an educated person. So we call them, these people are padhe likhe anpad, they are educated ignorant. So they are ignorant at the same time, and they are educated just because they have some degrees.
Yeah.
So yes, I think I do not confine it to those buildings and certificates.
You mean that I am educated, I have lots of degrees, but I didn't apply them in my life?
Exactly.
So that's why I'm going to be an ignorant person, right?
Yeah.
Do you mean this?
We have seen many of them in real life.
Oh my goodness, yes, a lot. You can see.
You
remind me of something at the school. Oh, let me tell you something. We have about 30 teachers. And then when we were observing their classes and, the way of their teaching, the way that they were talking to the students,
mm-hmm.
the interaction, communication, whatever. Mm. So we found that each of them has some flaws and problems.
Surely.
Then I went, and searched about the problems. And then I found that, okay, let me have an exam for these teachers.
What kind of exam?
Exam which was focusing on these issues. Respecting the students in the class. If
humanistic
a student
issues.
Is sleepy in the class, what should you do? Exactly, I was targeting the same problem that I saw and I witnessed with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What do you think? Just answer my question. What happened in the exam?
Sister Zainab, please.
What did the teacher do? Do you think that they could pass or they failed?
I guess they would have failed, because in real, authentic situation, when you're put in a situation where students have got questions or they have got some psychological issues, issues, they're suffering from different concerns,
example. If asked to me, I think they passed, but they fail in the application.
Some of them passed, unfortunately, and I was shocked again by that. Because the same teacher, the same one, the same person that had the same problem, she knew how to deal with that problem, but she
didn't
apply
that.
Anything.
See, I said maybe they passed, but they failed to apply it.
Yeah,
that's what we call that's what we call educated ignorant in our society.
Exactly. What do you call this? So I asked her, it? She said, yes, I know. I have passed these courses at university. I know already. What should I do? So why you don't apply it? What do you call this? Exactly the same thing that you said.
That's the very core of my question. Yeah. Like sometimes education, schooling, universities, PhDs, different degrees are going to give you this knowledge about everything. But then you may still remain ignorant about how to manage it in a real life condition, in an authentic condition. Let's go for a break and then we come back to see which one is going to help us more. Life lessons or university lessons.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
I do believe that a bit of both is needed. Like, and there's also another belief that I have. I strongly hold it as one of my creeds that if university is not going to teach you something, then life would surely teach you that thing.
A lot of things.
A lot of things. And the bad part is that the teacher, that is life, would never prepare you for the kind of exams they're going to take from you. So the things that you're going to learn there might be pretty excruciating. And those people who are taught by life might be a bit deeper. That's my personal opinion. They might be a bit deeper than the kind of people who have been studying many lessons in universities, in educational places, yet not being able to manage a sort of a human condition that happens to them in an everyday life.
You remind me of an Indian celebrity who said in an interview that she said that I was going to the best of the schools, I was having the best of the teachers at the school, at home, private tuition and everything. But I lost my father when I was just 16. And no school, no tutor taught me how to deal with this.
Exactly.
Life taught me how to deal with this. But alhamdulillah, today in the Islamic schools, we have one of the subjects that's called Art of Life. Mm-hmm. And it's teaching the people the way, the skills, how to deal with these problems. And I think this matters a lot. If we introduce subjects like Islamic subjects and Art of Life things in our educational system, then I don't think there will be any flaws left in the educational system. Otherwise, there are so many flaws.
I actually believe that. They both must come together. There must be compatibility between life lessons and university lessons. Like, it's not in this way that you detach yourself by going to universities and only learn about the materialistic stuff. No. Like, if you're not studying humanity, and even if you're studying humanity, if there are many scholars who have studied humanities, but when you see their interaction with other people, you just feel sorry for the educational system. And you say that, okay, all these years of studying, for example, philosophy, studying humanity, then why you cannot apply it in real life with your the way you interact with the other people, with the way you actually interact with every third person. So I think they must come together, balance. Life lessons and university lessons.
Of course, you need to balance both, maybe, huh?
So how to balance it?
Let me tell you something first. Let me go back to Islam. We have a very beautiful note in Quran or a verse, Iqra, which is
read.
In fact, the very first word that was revealed.
Exactly. Iqra. So, or read, as you said. So here, Quran itself, or Allah himself, is emphasizing lifelong education. Learning. So this is one of my duty. He doesn't want me to, you know, stay and then doing nothing for myself, do not study. So we are learning, as you said, like every day,
and
every hour, every moment.
And it focuses on thinking. The Holy Book of Quran many times tries to remind us of thinking. You must be a thoughtful person. You must think and ponder and brood.
Exactly. You know, there were lots of scholars that they were, you know, they were studying, but by themselves. I can give you an example here in Iran, actually. His name was Sheikh Murtaza Ansari.
Yeah.
He was a guy. He was a person, not a guy. He was self-taught. But today, again, we have lots of, you know, sources. For example, the online, you know, online
courses,
classes or online courses. Exactly. The books.
PDFs.
Yes,
plenty all of them. Much of them.
Yes, I can use them, but you know, still, I need a person to help me with. For example, maybe this one. I mean, the one that I mentioned. His name, Sheikh Murtaza Ansari. Also, he had a person who, you know, guide him.
You must interact with someone. Like, you must have a mentor.
Exactly, you need a person to guide you. You need a person to help you. I can give you an example of one of my students at a school. We had a student.
About keeping the example for after the break?
Okay.
So remember the cliffhanger. Let's go for a break and then we'll come back to see what is the story.
Yeah. So once upon a time, in my school...
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah. This is Back to Reality. Sister Nasrin was about to give a story, and we're all ears.
Yeah, thank you so much. So once upon a time, as I said again, there was a student. She was in grade 9, let me say. And then she was in a class which was super, super, you know, crowded and busy. There were lots of students in that class. And then she was tired. And she told me, please, I want to study at home. And I don't want to come next year to the school. I told her
homeschooling.
Exactly. She did the homeschooling. Her marks were high, you know, when she was coming to the school in person. And then her mother came. And then, you know, okay, let me just go into the story. And then she had lots of problems. So we said, okay, you can do the homeschooling. You know what happened after 5 months? I saw her. She was crying. I told her, what happened to you? She said, I am at home. I'm studying at home, but I am far from the sources. I'm far from the teachers. Nobody's helping me. Please, guide me.
It's not just about books. You know, it's about engagement. It's about having different people around you to be familiar with different personality type, to know what would you do in different situations. I think this is what was missing from her plans.
Yeah, I think, and also when we say education or ta'lim or tarbiyah, it's not confined, it's not mere memorization.
Exactly.
Right? It's not mere memorization. It's about refinement of your soul. It's about expansion of the intellect. It's about cultivating the character.
When you have to engage yourself with an authentic environment, when you have to deal with different personalities, then I guess that is where the life lessons are going to happen.
Diversity.
Yeah, that's going to add to your experiences.
Yeah.
So this is very, I guess this was all missing from her plans.
Yes, she missed the, you know, the girls, she missed the class, you know, environment of the class. For example, right now we have online, exercises. Do it at home. You don't need to go to
But who's going
to
do that?
Never. I didn't. Yeah. I just, you know, did it for 2 times and the third time said, okay, let me do another thing. Let me do, you know, it's a problem that people have. So maybe
the driving force perhaps is to engage yourself in an authentic, real interaction with other people. That's what adds to your experience. What perhaps the thing that takes you to school, perhaps one of the things, yes, is learning new stuff. But the other thing is the breaks that you have with your friends, is perhaps getting to know new teachers with, with too much of kindness, or some of them with too much
different
of strictness.
Different environments.
Yeah, that's
cultures.
What you're seeking for, I guess.
But I think what lacks in the modern education system, or the shortcomings, is that we train employees, we do not train thinkers.
Exactly.
That's something that should be...
That's the point. And by the way, if I want to summarize everything, I'll put it this way, that we do not say that a school education is bad, but a school education is not enough. Yes, you may memorize many books, many beautiful quotes, many beautiful stories, and many, of course, you learn too much of science. But then, still, you're not a real human being if you lack that real, authentic experience with real people and the real world. You might be a scholar, still not being able to manage a life situation or a life condition. And there are many feelings and emotions that universities and schools and books are not going to teach you. You have to feel it. You have to be there in order to learn it, in order to actually know how to deal with it. So they both could come together, and they must come together. Otherwise, you must be lacking something in life. Life lessons and educational life lessons and university lessons must come all together, hand in hand. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, Sister Nasreen. I actually enjoyed today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again